Today we begin the first conversation in a series of seven conversations that are all about letting it happen now. There really is just one point. We're going to be talking about it in lots of different ways. But there really is just one point to this entire series. You are capable, immensely, and instantly and immediately capable of getting out of the way of anything that you desire from happening. So what we mean by this is that in this place, at this time, in this way, everything is in fact happening in exactly the right way for you. You may not be aware of it through your perception, but that is in fact the case. If your perception is saying, this is wrong, and that's a conscious decision that you're making, by the way, you may not think it's conscious, but you are the one who is thinking the thoughts. As you make this conscious decision, you start getting proof that you're right. That proof will show up in ways that you're not going to like. But that doesn't mean that it's permanent proof. Whenever you say, this isn't working out for me, and you begin to see that it isn't working out for you, and people and situations and circumstances begin to point to the fact that it's not working out for you, you can change this in an instant. But first, you have to be willing to admit that everything is in fact working out for you. Everyone, everywhere, in fact, is having exactly what it is that they're wanting. Yesterday, Frank was on the phone calling someone far away to ask them a question about something specific that he wanted to know. What occurred was that as the phone was ringing, he was saying, everyone, everywhere is helping me. Suddenly, he had an impulse to just simply hang up. The phone continued to ring, and it occurred to him that he already knew the answer to the question. And then, after the sixth or seventh ring, the message began. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm not available. Please leave a message. And Frank stood there and thought, everyone everywhere is helping me. Because it suddenly occurred to him that there was no easy way to ask his question, and that the inspiration that came as the phone was ringing was actually all the inspiration he really needed. So he disconnected and smiled and thought, well, thank you, so-and-so, for being so helpful. Now, this may seem like such a small thing. It wasn't really significant in the scheme of things. It's not that big of a deal, but neither is really anything else. But he did let it happen now. He likes to say, and we do agree with him, that when these series begin, he tends to sort of start the series as soon as it comes to him what's going to be happening. And that certainly was the case yesterday. That was a very powerful example of what it is that we'll be talking about throughout this series of conversations. Just one, most likely, of several examples. We're looking forward, of course, to the questions and the commentary that is brought to us from those who are participating in this series. But that was just one of many examples that if Frank was here now to speak about it, he could bring to the table and say, well, this is what was going on and this is what happened. When you say, for example, that everyone everywhere is helping you, you are letting it happen now. Now, what is it? It is whatever it is that is right in front of you. if, like Frank was doing, you are reaching out to someone to ask for their help, it's always a really good idea to go ahead and say in advance that everyone everywhere is helping you, that this specific person is going to be helping you. Now, many years ago, when we first brought this concept to the table, one of our friends came back to us after hearing us talk about it and said, look, I had an event at my house, and I asked a friend of mine to help me, and she did not show up. But yet you tell me that everyone everywhere is helping me. Why is it not the case that she, or rather, why did she not help me if that's what she's supposed to be doing? And we said, well, she did help you. She didn't show up. She was the right person to not be there. It was very helpful for her to not be there. Now, here's the thing. If what you do with this is you go into these situations, circumstances, and events, these relationships, these encounters, and you say, well, I know what they're supposed to do, you're missing the entire point. Letting it happen, not planning it to happen, not determining it to happen in the way that you determine in advance, that you plan in advance. Because that is not letting it happen. You're actually holding back that which you desire when you put forward your plan for how it will occur. Because you see, at the tip of the arrow, which is where you are in your consciousness, you don't have all the data. You're not unintelligent. In fact, each of you are quite brilliant. But you're here for the delight. You're here for the things that are exquisite. You're here for things that are in a narrow arena of focus. You do have access to a much broader awareness that you can tap into at any time. And one of the fastest ways to do that is sort of to follow the example that we laid out with Frank, that if what you were to do is to just say, everyone everywhere is helping me, you will find out the ways in which they are, should it be helpful to you. Because not just everyone everywhere is helping you, but everything in every way. That includes all of your thoughts. But you have to be willing. You have to be willing to let it happen. And we would recommend that you let it happen now and not wait. We would recommend that as you're listening to us say this, that you kind of look around at your reality and say, that rock is helping me, those clouds are helping me, that sand is helping me, that bird is helping me, that mirror is helping me, that table is helping me, the floor is helping me, the rug is helping me, that refrigerator is helping me, that door is helping me. Because all these things, in fact, are helping you. Not dramatically. Sometimes it may appear to be dramatic, but that's just contrast arising from your own perception, not anything going on outside of you. This is your dream. And in many ways, we could say the real name of this series is letting the dream work for you, letting the dream happen, letting the magnificence of the magic that you are calling forth present itself for you on your behalf and to your benefit, like it's doing all of the time. You're just going to bring yourself into perception and alignment with that perception of how it is, in fact, working out for you in delightful and delicious ways. That is, in fact, what is going on, and we highly recommend that you notice it. Not because you need to, but because it actually feels better to do so. You are in the right place, after all, at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now. And all of these things, in fact, are helping you. They're working out for you. Wonderful things are occurring. Delicious and magic is afoot. And all is well. We do recommend that you notice this and that you declare it, that you tell yourself the truth. Everything, everywhere is, in fact, working out for me, because it is. At this moment, right now, where you are, where you sit, all sorts of wonderfulness is occurring. You are not at all behind anything. You are not at all being held back in any way. Everything in every moment, in every way, is helping out right now, right here, in wonderful, magnificent, delicious and delightful ways. Look, the series of conversations that we're beginning here are really all going to be about backing up and falling back. Ease, effortlessness, delight, reveling, basking, opening, and allowing. These are the key words here. This is what we recommend you pay attention to. We recommend that you begin to see this week. Just use these next 7 days. You can make it further. You can make it sooner. You can do it just for the next 5 minutes or for the next 5 years. It doesn't really matter. But we invite you to imagine that over the next 7 days, you're going to be letting it happen now. Letting it happen for you. Letting it happen on your behalf. Letting it happen to your benefit. Letting it happen for your good. Letting it happen for the good of all of those around you. Because this isn't just about you. After all, everyone everywhere around you is benefiting from your presence. And that's a nice thing. Letting it happen now means you are letting go. You are letting it happen. Letting, allowing, open, available. In fact, things are happening, and things are happening for you in really delightful and delicious ways. There is great magic afoot, and you are the reason for all of this is happening more than anything to your benefit and on your behalf and for you. We recommend that you follow Frank's example and you just declare that whatever you are about, that everyone involved is there to help you. Everyone and everything. And that you imagine that over the next 7 days, if you will, that there is great magic afoot and that you will be encountering it. And when you do, declare it. We're not saying that you should speak aloud, although you certainly could if you wanted to. It's not really anybody else's business. But we would recommend that you pay attention to the fact that something is happening and it is happening for you right here and right now on your behalf and to your benefit. We're not going to, but we really could have this same series of conversations over and over and over again. Not the same topic, it never would be. But really just always about this. In fact, you could say that's all we've ever talked about. Because really, that's the only thing to remind you of. That you are in the middle of your own magical manifesting creation that is very much happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And it is a really good idea to notice it, to declare it to yourself, and to love in it and revel in it and bask in it and say, yes, everyone everywhere is in fact helping me and I am in the right place at the right time in the right way, because you are. You are cultivating proof of how this is the case. And it is always presenting itself to you. Something delicious is happening here. And it's good. It's really good. In fact, it's quite fantastic. Not fantastical as in being a fantasy, but rather just really, really awesome, really magical, really wonderful. So we do recommend that you imagine that as you go through this week, from Saturday to Sunday to Monday to Tuesday, wherever you are in the midst of listening to this, whether this series is long past or whether you're right on the leading edge of it, we recommend that you pay attention to the fact that everything in every way is helping you. And that as you go through these series of conversations and you listen and you pay attention, you don't have to pay attention in any sort of slavish way. But when you pay attention to the fact that something is happening, and it is happening for you, on your behalf, and to your benefit, we do highly recommend that you notice that as good as all of this is, as powerful as all of this is, and as wonderful as all of this is, it really and truly, and this is the essence of letting it happen now. This is it right here. As good as all of this is, as powerful as all of this is, as amazing as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.